This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's the chief of the hodgepodge.
Okay, I slid into y'all's DMs. We have a new culinary opportunity to potentially capitalize on. Right there on Twitter. We'll address it here in a moment. But could the D in Doncic ultimately stand for Denver?
Hmm. Oh, really?
I'm not saying, I'm just saying, I keep seeing Windhorse talking about, hey, man, maybe Luka won't sign the extension. He can sign an extension early August with the Lakers. And Windhorse just keeps hinting at the idea of maybe that's not going to happen. All of a sudden, opportunities arise. What has Denver done? Well, of course, they have Jokic, Luka's bestie in the league.
Yeah.
Who else did they bring in this offseason? Jared Dudley? More importantly, J.J. Barea.
Look at that.
They are insulating that coaching staff with people that Luka is a big-time fan of. So just throwing it out there, doing the Windhorse, connecting the dots. If he does not sign, I mean, this could all be a moot point come early August, and Luka just inks the extension with the Lakers. Maybe that happens. Probably happens. But Windhorse keeps hinting that maybe it's not going to happen. And if it doesn't, all of a sudden, I'd be looking at the Nuggets as a team that maybe is in position to acquire him.
It's just so hard to predict, you know, how much does he value being in Los Angeles, being with the Lakers, being in number two media market with so much more, you know, endorsement opportunity and Nike money to flow if you're, you know, playing for the Lakers. But if he would go to Denver, dude, this, I mean, it'd be tough to, you know, compete against Jokic and Doncic at the same time. But I would just find it hilarious that the Lakers had this entire thing blow up in their face.
It would be so wonderful.
How many years does Jokic want to continue to play? I know he's got a contract, you know, that he's working through right now, but
it's a good question. I don't know.
Is he one of those guys that you would hitch your wagon to, knowing the volatility of his, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, well, I think Luka might be a similar kind of way, and I think that would be something that you would do in terms
is
of
is that like a 4-year deal,
playing with your best
3-year
friend
deal kind
yeah,
of thing,
could
where
be a short
list. Like, listen, like
I don't think Jokic, he's playing past 35.
Yeah, like Jokic probably gives it the listen, man. I'll play 2 years with you, and I'm done. Okay, I'm done after that.
He's 30 now, will turn 31 February 19th. So I agree with Wolchuk. I mean, he's already got bad cardio and isn't committed, so I don't know how you could stay playing at a high level beyond 34 or 35 like that.
Yeah.
It's just something to monitor, and I get what you're saying there. I do think that Luka would maybe, hey, just for a few years, play with my best friend, still one of the best players in the league. I don't know. Maybe it's far-fetched, but the J.J. Barea,
I don't know how
Jared
it works
Dudley,
now. With the current CBA, how do you pay them both?
Yeah, how do you play them both and build a great team around it, especially because Denver was already talking about there's a world that exists where we would have to trade Jokic away because we would be so unprofitable. I think the move would be to try to get Jokic to come to Los Angeles where they have that new hedge fund money. And
they got
LA.
A lot of money in Denver, though, with the Kroenkes. The Kroenkes are that Walmart group.
Yeah, but I don't get the feeling that they're willing to go into luxury tax threshold with that Walmart money.
I'm just saying.
And, they got it. They got it if they want it.
You're absolutely right. No, they're one of the second or third highest, like when it comes to billionaire. I mean, Kroenkes right up there with the Adelsons and the others, the 23, 24 billion dollar families.
2-4 saying Luka will go to Orlando. Ex-Mavs there. No state tax, probably closer to Slovenia.
Yeah.
He likes the beach. You know, that's one thing that we do know. He does like the beach. He talked about that plenty when he got to L.A. So just something to monitor. Next month will be interesting to see because, man, if he doesn't sign the extension with the Lakers, then all of a sudden all the possibilities are out there, and it'll be a talking point all season long about what's going to happen here, especially with this Lakers season probably not going to be that fruitful. No. I mean, just based on the roster that they currently have. So, going to be interesting. I think Cleveland is now back to being the favorite for LeBron if he doesn't leave the Lakers, but all signs point to, or if he does leave the Lakers, all signs point to him staying there. Now, college football, we have, and shout out to Ian Fitzsimmons earlier today, live from the SEC Media Days. That was good stuff at 4 o'clock. If you missed it, hit that Odyssey rewind and go check that out. That was some good stuff. But ESPN has the X Factors for every college football top 25 team. Penn State is the number one team right now. Their X factor is Drew Aller and his big game performances.
Yeah, they might not have the skill players, though, they've had in the past. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, for sure, their wide receiver situation is not great. I think it hasn't really been that great, but now you lose Tyler Warren as well.
Good transfers of wide receivers.
Maybe they brought in some transfers.
Well, we'll see. It's hard to keep up with these teams now with all the...
No, Penn State's pretty loaded. They did a good job. Yeah, I think they retooled.
He hasn't beaten Ohio State or Michigan. Okay. It was decent in the Big Ten championship game, but it was still a loss to Oregon, and he had two picks in that game. So, and then he had the crucial interception in the CFP semifinal loss to Notre Dame. So just does he have the big boy in him in the big time moments? Clemson, their run defense is going to be the question mark there. For Texas, they say the middle of the defensive line, because they've lost Tavondre Sweat, Vernon Broughton, Byron Murphy, Alfred Collins. But they have brought in, like, I think this is kind of much to do about nothing. It's new faces, but they still got a bunch of monsters in there. And they had Syracuse all-freshman, all-American.
Yeah, they're fine.
Who's 6'3", 313. They got a guy from Purdue. They got a guy from North Carolina. So I think they're going to be fine there. It's just, it's new look dudes, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for them at all. Like, that defense is probably going to be absolutely lights out. Let's see. You have Georgia, their X factor, their wide receiver, Colby Young. Ohio State, the tight end, Max Clair.
Yeah, he could be a first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, 51 passes.
He's supposed to be the best tight end in the country.
Caught 51 for 685 and 4 touchdowns as a sophomore.
All right, so Penn State got Devontae Ross as a transfer from Troy. Had 1,000 yards last year. Could be a game breaker. Kyron Hudson from USC. Trebor Pena from Syracuse, who had 9 touchdowns, 1,000 yards last year. So, I mean, they just hit the portal big time. We'll see if it ends up working out.
Yeah, I was.
But they did lose the tight end, obviously.
Yeah,
Tyler
I was
Warren,
thinking
so
that they were struggling with some of their skill, but it sounds like they're going to rely on these transfers if they can get it in.
We'll see if it works out for them.
SMU, 15th in the country. Tight end RJ Maryland is the X factor. He was awesome last year.
I think that's Russell Maryland's kid.
Yeah, it is. And then he got banged up, but him being healthy out there, that is going to be a really special blessing for that offense. That dude's the real deal. For Texas Tech at 16th in the country, it's their defensive coordinator, Shiel Wood, and they've brought in a ton of different talent. Maybe Texas Tech could have a defense.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a really good one. Ace Bailey's an absolute star. They added another two linebackers they got in the transfer portal that are supposed to be really, really good. So defensively, they actually are super talented this year. We'll see if Coach Wood can do anything with it.
Netflix SEC documentary, Any Given Saturday, August 5th. It was It was filmed last year during the season, and now we will get to prep our college football bodies with a great SEC documentary on Netflix. Here is a little bit of that trailer.
Now, as a little boy, teachers would ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'd say college football player.
The SEC is the greatest place in the world to play college football.
It's the SEC teams who are winning the national championship.
There's such small towns, maybe there's 30,000. But when you pull up to the stadium and there's 90,000 people.
If you play in this league, you will walk into the line.
Every kid in this state grew up dreaming to play for one of the universities.
Florida, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, all these teams are wrapped in the fabric of those communities.
I have my life, mortgage, and everything associated with these 18 to 21-year-olds. What am I, crazy?
Each game feels like a Super Bowl for these teams.
It's a brotherhood here.
Beat your ass off and finish!
Take what you want.
How crazy would that have been?
My first Florida game. It's a real moment. There's been a lot of expectations.
Garrett Nussmeier is going to have a draft decision to make.
I don't really know what the future is.
The way Diego approaches his work inspired me.
The only place in the SEC
that's not hard to play is Vanderbilt.
I heard that. That fuels me.
Maybe if something goes bad, I can either feel sorry for myself or I can embrace it, attack it. I still got a job to do.
This is the biggest game in a generation.
One huge win can change your life.
This is my last chance, and I won't be denied.
I'm interested to see how much Tyler Booker we might get in the midst of all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's going to be must-watch, I would say.
Yeah, I'm pumped for the Kentucky week, because Kentucky last year during that week lost big time in a home game, and they were blaming Netflix as the distraction.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not used to the limelight like that.
No.
How about this for a crazy headline? One man gored and seven bruised at 2025 running of the Bulls in Spain.
Was this person that got gored from the state of Illinois?
I'm not sure.
And you need to look that up, because traditionally people that get trampled or killed are from Illinois.
Oh, is it a thing in Illinois to go out to Spain?
There's something about the...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today. Or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Running of the Bulls, and if you're from Illinois, you get injured.
Well, I'm surprised to learn there's only been 15 fatalities during the running since 1924.
Yeah.
Most recent death was in 2009, but this dude got gored in the armpit.
Yeah.
You're got in a situation.
Yeah.
I don't think this was a fatal one.
Oh, okay.
But an armpit goring or
what
whatever.
Happens, these Bulls,
gording?
They get them on some of these cobblestone streets.
Yeah.
And you're running and these Bulls are sliding into Like if you get pinned along the wall, you're trying to turn the corner and these bulls are sliding on these cobblestone streets.
Yeah, that's really your only advantage. They're basically on ice.
Yeah. Yeah, but the bulls are, it's out of control. Yeah. It really, really is out of control.
Well, because they gore you, but then they pick you up and like you fall from 15 feet onto cobblestone.
Well, that's a good point.
There's a lot of...
you get aerial after something like that.
You get...
parallel.
The problem too is you get knocked down. Like me, I would have a problem because I get knocked down. And so now everything keeps moving. Like
You're getting trampled now.
Bulls are running, people are running. So you might not get hit by a bull, but you might get hit by others running with you. And then they start tripping over you.
And you're painting a picture that seems like you would have more fatalities than 15% of years. This like a 50-50, somebody's going
to
die here.
I kind of feel like, though, to me, this is one of those things that they always don't tell the whole story. You know,
this is messed up.
Like pedestrians dying on the sidewalks of New York.
I'm just telling you.
I'm like, there's no way. It's been 100 years we've been doing this. Only 15 fatalities. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Because
I think they're fudging the numbers.
Let me tell you this. You want to go down the rabbit hole, which I've done. Go and watch like the bulls, like the running of the bulls. And there's a whole video of bulls trampling people.
Yeah. And you're
there's
like,
there's a
dead,
whole YouTube
dead,
thing.
Dead.
Yeah, you're like, how does that guy survive? No way.
2,000 pounds onto one hoof.
Like there's a YouTube video of the bulls winning this.
Right.
Not losing, winning. Like they get into the arena. That's a loss.
I mean, professionals have body armors, right? Rodeo clowns are wearing a barrel quite often.
No, you're just wearing a white t-shirt, white pants, and a red sash.
And you've had
that's
10,
what you're kind of running.
Terrible. And you had like 10 pints of beer. You know,
it's a lot of wine.
You're just like begging for his life. Don't trample me.
Yeah.
All we have on this guy is he's over 25 years old. They're not releasing a lot of information.
Yeah.
Probably because he's about to die.
I checked this a while. This was always
the fact. If he dies, they won't report it.
This is the fascinating story to me. It always seems like there's somebody from Illinois that's over there and gets injured.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I keep track of this stuff.
Why is it Illinois? That's so bizarre.
I don't know what the situation is, but it seemed like for a while there were a lot of folk getting injured from Illinois. But that it would be cool to do, but you're taking, you can't control, like you can control what you're doing. It's the people around you falling and getting in your way or cutting you off or, you know, getting clipped by the bull and then knocking into you and you get knocked down. There's, like I say, there's things you cannot control doing that because just the people and the bulls sliding around on that pavement.
They're livid too. You know, they're irate.
Yeah,
they're out for blood.
They're ornery as all hell.
But yeah, you go on YouTube and watch the video of bulls winning at the running of the bulls.
I just got a pig ski and it's scarring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generally you feel like, you know, you get knocked down, you get up again. Like nothing's going to bring me down.
Tubba-wubba.
But in a situation like that,
you get knocked down.
Yeah, those bull balls are keeping you down.
You just don't have that chance.
But you're never going to get knocked down.
How about your DMs right now, boys?
You see those people that have been knocked down and they're scrambling
to
get to the top of that fence before the bull gets back.
Yeah, they're bear crawling for their life.
It looks like something out of a freak off.
They're bleeding out.
Diddy enters the room.
I am all for these things you sent.
New big pack Nutty Buddy cake, soft bake, yellow sponge cake, layered with creamy peanut butter filling and coated in smooth chocolatey frosting. This is like your Nutty Buddy bar, like the waffle, kind of the wafer bar deal.
Yeah.
But now they've turned it into a cake thing and...
Kind of like a Twinkie deal.
Yeah,
it looks like a chocolate-covered Twinkie with Nutty Buddy inside. Yeah, I'm into it.
Let's go. We're all in on that?
I'm all about stuffing cake.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie comes with a strong game every week. Yeah, they got strong products. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, Debbie's the best. Yeah.
Totally in on these. I also got to let you guys know, you've probably seen them at the stores. You're wondering, the store-bought Rice Krispie Treat.
Mm-hmm.
By itself, one of the most disappointing treats you can get at the convenience store.
Oh, wow.
Rice Krispie Treat.
I like this.
They have made it significantly better. Yeah. Here's a man that understands that the homemade Rice Krispie Treats are 10 times better.
Much better.
But they've actually saved it by coating it now in peanut butter. There's a peanut butter Rice Krispie Treat option. Mm. Divine.
All right.
Yeah, kind of like the disappointment of the...
aren't you here for just the store-bought run-of-the-mill Rice Krispie Treats?
The ones that say Rice Krispie Treats in the blue wrapper?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Man, those things were addicting.
I loved them as a kid.
I couldn't stop eating them. And I got respect for the homemade ones as well.
The homemade ones are so much better.
They're so more buttery and marshmallowy.
Made with love.
I tried to go all in on the store-bought ones because that's how much I love Rice Krispie treats that my mom made.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think for a while there, okay, I was going through them, but at some point I just realized, holy crap, this is not that good. You know, so I respectfully disagree with you, Chief.
Yeah, no, nothing but respect here in this situation. But
I mean, I freaking hate you. That was a terrible take.
It's kind of like Gordon Ramsay's overrated beef Wellington that I had in Vegas. Don't get trapped on that
Gee
one.
Gee whiz.
You guys ready for some bad news?
Yes, yes.
No,
yes.
Go ahead, please.
No. The rapper
your
is
take,
beautiful.
Your take.
The rapper is beautiful.
Enticing.
It's shiny.
Yeah. You're eating with your eyes. Your expectations are there. Just be honest with yourself.
I haven't had one in so long.
Tomorrow and bring them by. Okay. I think you'll be disappointed.
I was disappointed when I got a phone call today. Jake, you hit the music.
Oh, you pooped on yourself?
No, worse.
Pooped in the car?
Worse? Worse.
Vomit?
Worse.
Urine?
Worse.
Queef.
Hey, if you say so, I don't know if I'm going to get through this. This has been a really, really sad situation for me. So, before I left for work today, I was, of course, in the bathroom brushing my teeth, or trying to brush my teeth. Couldn't find my toothbrush.
Uh-oh.
Glanced down next to the sink. It's like
Shaq habit.
In the little bathroom trash can is my toothbrush.
Okay.
This must have been like maybe my kids were screwing around and it like fell in. It wasn't like wedged in there. It wasn't anything crazy.
You used it.
So I'm like, I don't have another toothbrush. I got to brush my teeth. So I'm like, must have been incidental contact, right? My wife's in the room putting the baby down for a nap. I'm rushing out the door. I don't have time for questions.
Got any mouthwash in the house?
I whipped that thing out, and I brushed my teeth.
There you go.
I didn't even think about it, honestly, after that. Man. I was just convinced this is fine. Then I'm getting halfway to work, and I get a phone call from my wife. Oh. She says, did you brush your teeth with your toothbrush? I'm like,
no!
What kind of question is that? Of course I did. She was like, the one that was in the trash can. It's not there anymore. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what I used. And she was like, oh, no, you should not have done that.
They went full Shaq on this thing.
And I'm like, oh, what happened to it? Turns out it had, by some who knows how, it was, my wife had to take it out of the toilet.
Oh, I knew it. Were they cleaning the toilet?
And for whatever reason, she couldn't really detail to me what the status of the toilet
was. They were moving around poop.
When the toothbrush was in there.
Yeah, moving around poop.
So in a perfect world, this was a
were they cleaning the toilet with it?
No. I hope to God they weren't cleaning the toilet.
No, they were scrubbing
stuff around. They were using like a stick.
100%. They were pooping and peeing and scrubbing.
Yes, they were moving it around.
I don't want our imaginations.
You got fecal matter in your teeth
to run wild on this, but there is a chance. I mean, there's a spectrum here, and one end of the spectrum, the best case scenario is a flushed freshwater toilet. Bad case scenario, they were cleaning their own poop.
Yeah.
And it
but
was
Eric,
just
aren't you the family that doesn't always flush after? You kind of go through like two or three flushes before you...
Post-pee, I will kind of leave some pee in the toilet as to save water, kind of... You know, environmentally friendly or whatever Mother Nature
appreciate
I care about.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
so, anyways, that's what I've had to deal with all day.
I run my dishwasher every night.
I've had to work all day through the adversity of knowing I have poop in my mouth.
You should have opened with this.
You think so?
I think so. We could have taken calls. We probably need to check about your health. You have poop in your teeth, dude.
Well, at least it's your kids.
At least it's the kids.
It's
got to be somebody's.
I did a mere deep dive when I got to work. Is there anything crazy
there
here?
Was no
and then
taste?
I just started spitting. Like as soon as I was like rolling my window down and I was just spitting out my car.
Another Ace Ventura Pet Detective reference.
Oh, that's awful, dude.
Crying game playing in the background.
Really is bad. So
Einhorn.
Here's what I would say. I don't want to lash out,
but
honey, when this happens, why don't you communicate to me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then what was I supposed to do? Just like not, well, like tell me, oh, by the way, your toothbrush is out of commission now. Like figure it out.
Yeah.
But I didn't get that forewarning. I just got the post-game phone call after I brushed my teeth with my kid's poo.
And what made her give that phone call? She saw that now the toothbrush
is
back?
She went in the bathroom and saw that the toothbrush was on the sink like it should be. She glanced in the trash can and realized the toothbrush wasn't still in there. And then she now is going through all of the... Yeah, it's just a bad deal, bro.
At least she noticed that part. I mean, you could have been using that thing for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, if she hadn't said anything.
That is a good point. That is a good point. By the way, you can catch me Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, 10 to noon. I got free stuff, free Hurtado, and perhaps even a couple of clean toothbrushes.
Maybe E. coli.
See you on Saturday.
Let's cross with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking coming up next. That's unbelievable. But you know what else is unbelievable? Permapeer Foundation Repair, the best foundation repair company here in North Texas. And they're available for you right now, a free no-obligation quote. Do you see a couple of things around the house like cracks in your brick or sticky doors or uneven floors? Do not ignore those things because your foundation could be shifting and making cosmetic stuff happen right now. If you put those off, it'll only make it worse. Let Permapeer Foundation Repair come on out right now. They'll check it for free. Many times there's no issue and you get peace of mind. Okay, but if there is an issue, Permapeer Foundation Repair is the best. These are the folks that the pros in real estate, construction, home repair, myself included, we trust Permapeer Foundation Repair above all others here in North Texas for a lot of good reasons. You know, they do the job right. They do it at a very competitive price. A lot of the big name competitors, they will charge you significantly more for the same or even lesser work. That does happen quite often. Permapeer is innovative. They tackle repairs that other companies don't even know how to do. Okay, so you're dealing with the best and they'll give you the best price as well. So if you do have cracks in your brick or sticky doors, uneven floors, that's what we call shift happens, right? So when shift happens, trust the experts, trusted by the pros. Permapeer Foundation Repair, again, 214-831-2160. Go online, permapeer.com. That's permapeer.com. Call them today. Don't settle for second best. Go with Permapeer.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.